Category 1 storm now northeast of Cape Canaveral, Florida. So it's out over the water and starting to pull away. And we look at the radar and we see that the last of the rain bands still probably have a couple more hours to go to clear the east coast of Florida. So Daytona Beach down toward the Melbourne area still getting hit pretty hard with some strong winds gusting to 50 to 60 miles per hour and some pretty intense rains like the Daytona Beach area. Last 3 hours alone, they've had over 4 inches of rain. So it's still pounding those areas. But again, those should start to move offshore here in the next couple of hours. And then after that, most of the rain's done for the state of Florida.
Joe, what can you tell us about the number of tornadoes in central Florida from landfall forward?
I think there was over a dozen at last count, and some of those were pretty devastating. I think there were some fatalities from them, as far as I know. And that was just another one of those aspects of a landfalling hurricane you don't necessarily think about. But typically, with such strong winds, when they run into the frictional forces of the land, it's very easy to see spin-ups of tornadoes, and we see this commonly. And this was one of those things that happened again in Hurricane Milton over South Florida.
Yeah, and Fort Pierce, ironically, a building housing all these emergency vehicles collapsed, and now they can't utilize those, and it was due to one of those tornadoes.
Yeah, it just adds to the devastation that they had associated with Milton. Over 3 million customers now across the Florida Peninsula are in the dark without power as a result of the strong winds from Milton. As bad as it is and was, it could have been worse. Had this been a 4 or 5 when it made landfall, I think the devastation would have been that much worse. And it went in south of the Tampa area, I think Siesta Key, about 8:30 last night. Had it gone north of Tampa, the storm surge there would have been absolutely devastating. It was still bad, especially down in the Sarasota and Venice areas, but it could have been worse. But they actually had a little bit of a blowout for a while in the Tampa Bay area because of the strong east and northeast winds on the north side of the storm for a time.
Joe, appreciate the update. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Meteorologist Jill Lundberg at AccuWeather Headquarters.
And as you mentioned earlier, this storm pulled water out of Tampa Bay because of where it was positioned south of the city.
I saw a video, and it's stunning. You can't imagine the power and force it would take to literally suck all that water out of Tampa Bay, where you could see things on the, you know, what would have been covered by water. I mean, it's unimaginable.
What I watched on television before I turned it off for the night. I had a weather reporter in front of, I think it was a river near the coast. And that river had great big white caps. I mean, 2 and 3 feet high, right at the edge of the grassy area where this reporter was doing his thing. He actually had a helmet on that took a hit from some piece of flying debris. Thank goodness he had that thing on. But he was clearly in very dangerous conditions. And to see that water being whipped up to that, and this is hours, I would say at least 3 hours before landfall, maybe two.
Well, the light of day approaching, and we'll get an update on damage left behind now as Milton moves off the coast of Florida.